Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Welcome to the Psychic Funhouse, a special place of exploration, love, and healing. Stay inside your ride, but prepare to expand your consciousness. Your psychic pitchmen, Michael Espinoza and Lawrence Birch, are your guides as we embark together on a magical journey. Here's the entrance, and right there is your seat. So, let's start the show.
Happy, happy, happy. It's showtime, people.
Hello, everybody.
Welcome to the Psychic Funhouse.
Welcome.
Magical, mellifluous voice you're hearing is Michael Espinoza, my fellow co-host, and I'm Lawrence Birch.
Oh, y'all.
Yahoo.
What is your name again?
What is my name again?
This is
Lawrence Birch.
Lawrence Birch.
Mm-hmm.
Nice to hear you again, Lawrence.
Yeah, likewise. How's your week been?
Yeah,
my friend.
It's been good. It's been good.
Mm-hmm.
It's been nice. I'm grateful for a nice week. Nothing too major or stressful happening. So I'm very appreciative of that. And I'm happy.
Cool.
How about you?
Good deal. It's been getting better. Yeah, I did some kind of hermiting for the last week previous, but the weather was just wet every day for about 10 days, so pretty much hit out. And then finally, it started to warm up and dry out, so that was encouraging. So I've been socializing again.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
So what are we going to discuss this week, sir?
Well, I thought we would give our listeners a chance to do some, I guess what I would call creative visualization, the concept of looking into a mirror, into the funhouse, the psychic funhouse spirit mirror.
Mm-hmm.
So I know our callers will have questions that they'll want us to answer, but I thought at the beginning it might help them kind of give them a tool to focus if in the beginning of our chat together they close their eyes, focus on the breath for a little bit, and then imagine looking into a mirror that would reflect back whatever they want to put into it. If they have a spiritual concern or deep question, something that can reflect back an empowering vision so that they can use it, right?
Okay.
So that's kind of a basic concept. We could probably try it on each other first before we let them experiment if you want.
You want to go first?
She gets the idea. Well, how about if I walk you through it?
Okay. Want to do that?
Want to try that? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I won't get harmed in this, will I?
Not any more than you already are. You signed the release form, right?
Oh, Jesus, help me. Okay, here we go.
I know we were going to postpone the show until tomorrow, but oh well.
So. All right.
All right. So are you wearing your golden robe? Are you loosening your robe?
I am.
Take off your curly slippers.
And I put on my...
And your hat?
Yep. I'm ready.
Your pointy hat?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Should everybody do this?
Well, I don't think everybody has the same wardrobe that you do, Michael. You know, you're kind of one of a kind.
Well, just can they do the exercise?
With us? Yeah, if they want to.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. Cool. All right. All right, everybody.
Okay.
Cool.
All right, so I'm going to have you just settle back into your chair, your sofa, your chaise
mm-hmm.
lounge, whatever you're sitting in, possible. Clothing
mm-hmm.
feels tight. You want to loosen it so you don't feel restricted. And then just
mm-hmm.
Place your hands in a comfortable position and
mm-hmm.
focus on your breath. Focus on breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth. Nice and slowly, nice and deeply. There you go. Yeah, so you're going to take in 5 deep breaths, so 3 more. A couple more.
Yeah, big yawn comes
there
out.
There you go. Nap time. Don't fall asleep. Okay. So.
Okay.
So now that you're getting relaxed, what I'd like you to do is keep
mm-hmm.
your eyes closed, and I want you to see in your mind's eye or somewhere in your envisioning process, in your imagination, because that's a tool, I want you
mm-hmm.
to see a mirror in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
So a mirror. And this is a special
okay.
one. It's a spiritual mirror. It's the Psychic Funhouse Spirit Mirror.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So when you look into it, what you get to do is, like that magic mirror and Snow White, you get to ask it a question. So
mm-hmm.
you could ask who's the fairest of them all, but we all know it's me, so that's a useless question. So you want to ask a question.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be constructive, right? So maybe you have a question about a relationship, or maybe you have a question about a problem that's been bothering you, or
mm-hmm.
a job opportunity. Whatever your question
mm-hmm.
is, I want you to hold it in your mind and then
mm-hmm.
silently ask the mirror to give you an answer. And whatever the answer is, don't edit it, don't discount it, just be receptive to it. You just want to be open
mm-hmm.
to whatever image it's showing you. So come up with your
okay.
question. And then when you've got it, send it into the mirror, ask the mirror to answer it for you. And then tell us what you see, if you feel like sharing. So.
Okay.
Ooh, so did you have a question you can share?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What was your question?
I asked the mirror to show me
mm-hmm.
my guides more so I could be able to see them more clearly.
Mm-hmm. Great
some
question.
Some of them I'm still not aware of. And I know there's a
mm-hmm.
lot of them there.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm not like super clear. I don't see faces or anything. I
mm-hmm.
have a few that the ones that I work with that I do the readings with. Those have already revealed themselves to me. But I see showing me like almost angelic beings I see around me. And I see like a big group behind me. There's a lot more that I'm not fully aware of yet.
You got a whole army. Yeah.
Yeah. And also, too, I see family, too. So, which I usually refer to as the tribe.
Uh-huh.
They're there to guide, but on a different level. And yeah, I like that.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, mirrors are powerful things for sure. It's the reason why they're associated with magic and stuff.
Yeah. Mirrors are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like that.
Okay.
Very
so,
cool.
Think it was a useful tool?
Yeah. I'm going to start using that. I've never done that before. Wow. Yeah. I think, I guess maybe that's why, like, some spirits attach themselves to mirrors. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or why some mirrors have a spirit in them, you know, like the way a tree spirit resides in a tree or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They're also like portals too, right? So.
Yes. Yeah.
Through the looking glass, Alice in Wonderland.
Yep. Yeah. Very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Well, should we go to a caller? What do you think?
Let's do that.
Okay. Should we ask them if they want to do the mirror exercise, or should we make it mandatory? What do you think?
Well, I think, you know, if somebody wants to share with, if they participated and wants to share their experience, that would be nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So optional. All right. Okay, so when we go to callers, we always ask you to tell us what your name is and where you're calling from. So here's our first caller for tonight's show. Area code 720, you're on the Psychic Funhouse with Michael and Lawrence. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Please. It's Dee Dee calling from Denver.
Dee Dee from Denver.
Hi, Dee Dee.
Hey, how are you?
I think you've called us before.
No, first time.
Well, good. You have it. Okay. All right. Well, I like first-time callers.
Hi, Dee Dee.
Hi.
Welcome to the Funhouse.
Yeah. Welcome to Funhouse. Did you get a chance to listen to our Psychic Funhouse mirror exercise?
Yes.
Try doing it with us, or what do you think?
No.
All right. That's you can do it later. How about that, if you want?
Yes, I'll do it later.
There you go. Wink, wink. Wink, wink. So, okay. What can we help you with?
I thought it was like, are y'all doing readings or just?
Yeah.
Do I have to have a specific question, or can it just be general?
Well,
either way, you can have just,
just
an open
like
reading.
To have
or
a question.
Oh, Michael wants you to have a question. Okay, you have to have a question, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, I guess my question is more around this whole week. I've been kind of off, so. I've been, like, kind of scatterbrained it and can't quite get, you know, things kind of together. So I'm just wondering if whether or not, am I missing a message from my ancestors or my spiritual guide? Is there a message? Am I missing a message? You know, is there something that I'm missing that I really need to, like, pay attention to?
I don't think there is. You are missing. I don't think you're missing a message. I feel that there's energies kind of distracting you and that are at play right now. And it feels a lot of it is due to just kind of, you know, our current state in the country. You know, there's a lot of unrest. There's just a lot of stuff going on right now, you know.
Yeah,
and,
it is. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's affecting us whether we're aware of it or not. And so I think that's kind of what it is. I think your energies are just being distracted by everything that's going on around you. And they're telling me you're much more, you're intuitive and you're also very sensitive. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do. Very much
yeah.
so.
Going on. So I think you're okay. Yeah.
Okay.
yeah. Now,
wonderful. Thank
it,
you.
It feels like that. Yeah. Sometimes it's like, what the heck is yeah. going on? But you're okay. Yeah. So,
hey, Dee Dee, can I add something?
yes, please.
Break in, Michael.
Mm-hmm.
Were you finished, Michael? Did you want to say something else?
Yeah, I'll finish, and then you can jump right in. And also,
okay,
it feels kind of like there's a decision that you're going to have to make that's coming up. And is that kind of what you're looking for, kind of the guidance or the wisdom to come?
Mm. No, I mean, yes, I would like the wisdom and the guidance to come. Yes, as far as like whatever the decision is, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what that is and what it would be about. Mm hmm.
Yeah, they're saying you're going to have to wait a little bit for that. And they don't want to kind of give you an answer right now. They really want you to spend time with the decision that you have to make. Because it feels like it's a good big decision that you're going to have to make. Mm. And it feels like you need to spend more time with it, figuring out exactly how you want to move forward. Do you understand that?
Yes, I mean,
okay.
I'll take that. yes. Yes, I'll take that.
All right. Okay. That's all I have.
Yes.
Lauren?
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just wanted to add, you know, when you first mentioned being scatterbrained, what actually came up for me was not anything spiritual, but physical. So I'm wondering if maybe you were having some low blood sugar moments or were in between eating or haven't maybe been able to pay as much attention to your diet or not being dehydrated or something like that. There's sense I get is that part of what's causing the confusion is due to something physical that's happening with you. So nothing like really serious about your health, but just that's kind of a contributing factor. So I don't know if that information makes any sense or not, but.
Probably need to most definitely drink more water. Yeah, I can see how that could most definitely play a part in drinking more
mm-hmm.
water.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We often use more water.
yeah. I think there's, you know, like Michael, I think there's, you know, a few different things that are contributing to your state of being that, you know, once you address them, things should balance out for you.
So, good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you guys. I greatly appreciate it. I
appreciate you. Yeah.
And I am going to do the mirror exercise later on.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
Get back to it. Let us know how it goes.
Yes, I will. I will. Blessings
sure
to you both.
All right.
Thank you. Same to you.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you again. Bye-bye. Well, she was nice.
Yeah.
Even if she didn't want to do my exercise right away on the air, I get it. A little vulnerable. Strangers asking to look in a mirror.
Stranger danger.
When I look into my mirror, I see this amazingly svelte, athletic guy, kind of Arnold Schwarzenegger meets Benedict Cumberbatch.
Really?
Or something. Yeah. Isn't that what you see?
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're very cool. Lucky. Very good.
I worked for this. There's no luck. Oh, all hard work.
Got it.
That's how you knew that, Michael. Gosh.
Too funny.
I know. Well, should we see if there's another caller who wants to share with us?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do it.
All right. So area code 812. Hi there,
Hi.
You're on with Michael Lawrence from the Psychic Funhouse. Who are we talking to? Where are you from?
My name is Nicole.
Nicole.
Nicole?
Yes, Nicole, and I'm calling from West Virginia.
Okay. West Virginia.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Good.
How are you tonight?
Good, I'm good. I have a question. I was just wondering, I'm about to move soon to Indiana, and I'm moving in with my boyfriend. We're in a long-distance relationship, but we know each other for 3 years, but I just moved to West Virginia in, like, November, but I have a better, like, feel like I have a better opportunity moving back to Indiana. I just want to know, and currently his roommate's living there, I just want to know if his roommate's going to be moving out soon, and will that be a good move for me?
So you want to know if it'll be a better
name?
Move for you to go to India and then the his
no,
friend
Indiana.
Moves out?
Indiana,
and his friend
yeah.
moves out.
Yeah, his roommate. I just want to know if his roommate's going to be moving out because that's what the holdup is. I'm waiting for that. He's supposed to be moving out in September, but I don't know if he's, you know, even trying to do that.
Mm-hmm. And what's your boyfriend's name? Nicole?
Donovan.
Donovan. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I guess, you know, what I'm getting is it's going to be kind of a mixed move for you. So some of it's going to be really good. Some of it's going to be, I would put in the challenging category.
Right.
We can go into that a little bit. As far as the roommate goes, well, there's a couple things going on with him. One is he's really comfortable where he's at, and I think he's trying
mm-hmm.
to use his friendship with Donovan to kind of manipulate the situation, which is why the delay is happening. So he doesn't really want to leave. So he's kind of dragging his feet. So I would, you know, I think the best course for you to take is to be really clear, you know, the next time you communicate with Donovan that, you know, this has to really happen. Like, you know, the roommate really has to agree that this is what's going down. So he gets a commitment. Basically, you know, he needs a promise from him, not just lip service. It sounds like Donovan is kind of, I wouldn't call him a pushover, but he's kind of getting manipulated a little bit by this guy, either emotionally or some other way. And so he needs to kind of hear you say, you know, this is not, you know, optional. This definitely has to happen before I'm going to commit to coming out there. So you need to, you know, this is what you guys agreed on. This is what he needs to hold up. This is part of the bargain. Okay. So as far as the good stuff, goes, I think the most solid thing is you and Donovan are going to have like this amazing kind of honeymoon experience when you first get together. Like it'll be almost like the relationship is starting over again. Because you're going to have all this time together. And I think the majority of that's going to be really positive. You're going to get to experience what it's like to be in each other's company finally, you know, on a regular daily basis. The challenge is also going to be how you're going to figure out the day-to-day things between each other. And also, are you are you going to be looking for new work? Or are you going to be transferring? What are you going to do to support yourself when you're in Indiana?
I'm probably going to be looking for work and be working at the hospital.
Uh-huh. And is that something you're doing currently where you're at? Similar work? Or?
No. Right now, my mom got sick, and I'm kind of here helping my mom.
Oh, okay. Well, good for you. I'm sorry to hear that about your mom.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the work aspect for you is going to be a little bit challenging in terms of finding a position that's going to work for you and your schedule and pay what you feel like you deserve. So, you know, just know that and just, you know, maybe be prepared to either come there if you have any savings or something you can live off of. That may help. And then also just to be really persistent once you do get into Indiana. But I think things are going to work out, you know, for the most part. So, that's what I get.
Yeah. Do you think your roommate will move in September? Because that's what we're trying to shoot for. Because he's trying to get a house to get his mortgage. That's what we're waiting on.
I don't see him moving out unless it's right at the end of September. I think it's more likely that he'll be there at least for another 2 weeks to a month. So
okay.
That's what I get. So.
Okay.
Okay.
Righty. Mm-hmm.
How about
Thank
you, Michael?
So much.
Do you have anything? Oh, you're welcome. Did you want to add anything, Michael?
Hi.
No, I was getting all that you were getting, and so I don't have anything new to add to that.
Well, okay.
Okay.
Well, good luck.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Thanks
all
for calling.
Right,
it's like fun to call. Yeah, good luck.
You too.
All right, bye-bye. All right. Well, there you have it.
There we go.
Yeah, the mirror of life. Lots of things to look in. Reflect.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, did you want to say anything?
Take another caller.
Mr. E, or do you want to do another caller? All right.
Yeah.
Do another caller. Okay. This is area code 610. Hi there. You're on the Psychic Funhouse with Michael and Lawrence. Hi. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Shayna, and I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Okay. Can you spell your name for me so I get it down right?
Shanea.
Okay.
Awesome.
Hi, Shayna
from PA. All right.
Mm-hmm.
How are you,
Shayna? I'm doing fine.
Yeah, good.
The question I had is, do you see me getting into the nursing program this fall, 2020?
I get you're going to be accepted. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah. And this feels like it's going to be really good for you. It feels like your energy is going to shift. Once you get accepted, you're going to feel really good. It's going to put you in a different level, energy level. And so you're going to feel really good. And I think it's going to be really good for you. I'm excited for you.
Thank you.
It's a great place. You're welcome.
Mhm.
Yeah. How about you, Lawrence? Do you have anything?
Well, you know, usually we're in agreement on our readings. This one, I'm actually seeing a different path. So, I am not 100% confident that you're going to get accepted. I've been asking why. I'm not sure yet why that is, Shana. I agree with Michael that this is a good career path for you, for sure. And I think you're ready for it. I don't know if there's a problem with the application process or if, you know, there's something on the program or the school side that's holding up. Is there anything you can think of that might block you from moving forward? Did you have any trouble with grades or anything? Or?
Well, my GPA is high enough. My GPA is what needs to be at a 2.8 or like a 3.0, and I'm there. So
okay.
Because I'm going to be a transfer student because
okay.
I already have a degree.
Good for you.
So I just got to take an algebra summer course and pass the algebra class. And once I pass the algebra class, all my requirements will be fulfilled. So I'm kind of feeling like hopefully I pass this algebra 2 class.
Mm-hmm.
With fucking A or B.
Well, maybe,
and if I do that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that could be what I'm saying is there's going to be some challenges with that. So how are you with math? Is that a good subject for you? Or?
Well, yeah. Well, I passed algebra 1 in high school with a B. It's just been a couple of years since high school.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Okay. Well, I'm assuming it's going to be an online class, like everything?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I would just hedge your bet, you know, so you can turn this around because no matter what Michael and I see, there's still, you know, opportunities for you to change things. You know, maybe think about getting a tutor or, you know, before the class starts, just kind of really do some practicing yourself, either online or with the text that they recommend, something so that you hit the ground running before the class even starts, so you're well prepared.
Okay.
And I would also, even though it may seem like you've already done this, I would contact the program again and just make sure that there isn't anything missing that you don't know about. You know, talk to the admittance counselor or whoever you need to just to make sure that you didn't overlook something or they have a requirement that they didn't communicate clearly to you, something like that. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Not that I don't want you to get in. I do, you know, especially if that's your destiny. So I'm rooting for you. But that's just what I'm getting. So, and sometimes that's for these exact reasons, to give you, you know, a chance to really go back and make sure that everything's lined up in case you miss something. So, like I said, I get that it's a good choice for you and everything. So.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Yeah. Let us know how it goes.
I sure will.
Okay. Sounds good, Shana. Thank you so much for calling.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Be well. Okay. Well. Hardly ever happened.
What?
We're in disagreement.
I know. Well, we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Hopefully she'll call us back and let us know how it goes.
That would be good. It's nice when we get follow-ups from our callers, for sure.
Yeah.
Especially when they...
So,
people,
when you have if you can, call us back and let us know to follow up with your question and how the outcome was on that.
Yeah, I can just see Shana calling back. She's going to be like, ah, stump the chump. You were wrong, Lawrence, idiot. Good thing I listened to Michael. I'm like, oh, okay.
All right, who's next?
Who's next on the lineup? Let's go with this caller, area code 347.
Hi.
You're on the Psychic Funhouse. Hi. Who are you? Hi. Where are you calling from?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Tanika, and I'm calling from New York, from Long Island, New York.
Long Island.
Okay.
Yep. Did I hear Tanika? Is that right, with a T?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. All right, Tanika. Well, thanks for calling
Hi.
Us. Hi, what can we do for you?
I'd like you to take a look into my current job. I started in November. It's walking distance from my house. And I wanted you guys to tell me if you see me leaving or staying, or if I should leave or stay. Like, what do you see?
Stay with your job or leave? That's what you're asking?
Yeah, or if you see me leaving or staying. Like, should I or if I will?
Well, here's what I'm getting. I'm getting that you should stay, but that you want to leave, and you're probably going to leave. So it's kind of both. There's a part of you that is either restless or unsatisfied, or you want to do something else, or you're going to get an offer. Something's going to make you reconsider what you've been doing. Either the work you're doing has been really convenient, or there's something about it that's making you feel, I wouldn't say stagnant, but just kind of not challenged as much as you could be. I don't think you don't like the job. I just think that it's really kind of become really too easy for you, in a sense. But, you know, we're living in a very uncertain time, to say the least. So giving it up, I think, is challenging. But what my guides are saying is to stick with it, you know, as long as you can before you go. You don't want to leave too soon. And that's mainly because what they're saying or seeing is that there isn't another place for you to go yet, even though you may have thought about it. So I would stick with it at least through the end of the summer, if not maybe through the end of the year. If that makes any sense.
So you think I should stick with it just for financial reasons? You don't see anything about it? Like, will I progress, like move to a different position, like maybe an administrative or human resource? It's like something away from just being a regular secretary there.
Okay, so maybe get another job, but still within the same company, kind of thing, or
right.
promotion.
Right.
Well, I'm going to say something, and please don't take it personally, but I don't think they really see you at this job. You're kind of in the background. So for that to happen, you would have to start getting people's attention in a good way and get them to actually see you as more than just kind of a worker bee. And that has nothing to do with who you are as a person, Tanika. So like I said, don't take this personally. It's just kind of the nature of the environment where you're working. So if you want something like that to happen, you're going to have to kind of reinvent yourself a little bit at work and really turn on the confidence and assertiveness factor. I'm not saying you don't have that to begin with, but you kind of have to start, you would have to start doing things to really stand out and get people there to notice you who have the ability to offer you something else. I don't know, you know, I think you're capable of that, but that is something that you're going to have to really make a concerted effort to do.
You still think I should stay there even with everything that's going on and like how I feel? You think I should stay at this job?
Yeah, only because, you know, it's kind of the devil you know sort of thing. You know, for whatever, you know, whatever it's lacking, it's still something that you're familiar with, and it's guaranteed. And I don't see anything replacing it, you know, in a stable way for a while. So, you know, I think you'd be taking a big risk. And here's the thing: normally, I really, you know. My guides are all about, hey, let's go do something new. Let's do something different. So it feels a little weird to, you know, see these words coming out of my mouth. But for you, I think, you know, it's best to play it safe in that, you know, in this way for now. So, you know, doesn't mean that you can't move forward, but at least for the next few months, you know, what I would do if you wanted to do something like that is to do some research and keep, you know, polishing up your resume and figuring out what your next game plan is going to be.
I think it's going to get better, or they're just going to stay the way they are or get worse.
At your place of employment?
Yeah, the place I just started in November.
Well, here's what's going to happen. Nothing's going to change. So if that is getting worse for you, then yeah, that's getting worse. But if you're comfortable with that, then, you know, that's what it is. It's neutral, right? So I think that's the biggest hang up there for you, is that it's just going to be the same stuff, you know? So, you know, I don't know if that answers your question or not, but that's what I'm getting.
Mm-hmm.
So, kind of difficult. Sorry about that. But.
Can I jump in here?
Jump, mm-hmm. Jump.
All right. So one of the things I get, Tamika, is it Tanika or Mika?
Tanika, with an N like Nancy. You got it right.
Okay. I kind of get that your job, the company, it feels like the energy in that place is not good. It kind of feels chaotic, and it doesn't feel like it's working harmoniously. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
And it feels like there's a lot of dissension in the company. So,
mm-hmm.
I think here's kind of where I agree with what Lawrence was saying, is that, like, if you move to a different department, that energy is still in that other department, and it's just going to be a mess. So what I'm getting from the guides is that you should probably, you know, stay there as long as you can and look for a job. Get your resume together. You know, update your resume, and if you want to stay there, I don't think you've been there that long. It doesn't feel like it. Is that true? Is it like less than a year?
Yeah, I started in November.
Okay. If you can, maybe try to stay a year. If you can find a job before that, then jump and go to the new job, but at least try to stay a year. Like I said, get your resume together. And just keep looking for something right now. But don't leave. Like, don't just jump because it's uncomfortable. Because I get that this negative energy permeates the whole company.
Yeah. Do you see me getting a new offer? for any job anytime soon.
Have you started looking?
I have. I've been applying to a company, and I'm hoping that they offer me something, but I don't see really yet any openings. And I even contacted their recruiter, and she was just like, just send me my resume. And in my area, she didn't see anything. It was a company I could have went to before this one, and I kind of wish I did. It's just that they were offering part-time. And this company is full-time, and it's walking distance from my house, literally. But still, I would rather, I wish I would have went to the other.
Yeah.
I was hoping the other would offer me something or somewhere, but I haven't heard anything or seen anything.
I guess something's going to come for you. So it's, you just got to hold tight. That's why they're saying don't just leave this company. You know, it might be challenging right now, but this is not the time to jump ship. Wait until you have another job. Okay? Yeah. But you will get another job. Yes.
Really?
But but it's going to be slow. This is not going to come next week or the week after. This is going to be months. Right now, you know, there's a lot of people looking for work, so it's going to be a while. Yeah, but you know, the good thing is you're employed, and so that looks better to an employer looking for somebody. So right now, just hold still, stay tight, and you know, have a lot of patience when you go to work.
I'm trying.
Yeah.
Am I?
Yeah. It's one of those things that it's, you know, working with people is difficult, right? They're relationships. And sometimes people act like children. It's like dealing with kids. You know, and so you just got to take a deep breath and bite your tongue, and you just focus on your work, and that's it. And you just stay out of the gossip pool, and you just, I just want to work. I don't want to hear the crap. Leave me alone. Let me do my work. Yeah. And just, it will be okay. You'll find another job. You got to kind of let go of that nervous energy of like, I'm not finding anything. Oh, my God, I should have took that job. You got to release that energy. Okay?
Yeah. Can I ask you guys about something else?
Sure.
Well, okay. We have to keep it brief because we got some other callers.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah, it's going to have to be quick.
All right.
What is it?
Do you see me moving anytime soon out of my parents' home?
Not yet.
Do you mind if I ask you a relationship question?
What
do
I kind of wanted to ask you about, but
okay. Do you have a boyfriend?
You'd let me. No, there's actually someone. There's someone in my life named Frank, and he was at the job that I left. And I have strong feelings for him, but I don't know how he feels about me or if this will ever turn into something. He still contacts me. I don't know if he will ever take it there with me and him as one. You know, like. Into something like official, like the way I would love it to be.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I want to have kids one day, you know.
Sure.
And
Well, so the reason I asked was because I think you're going to be tempted to move out and move in with somebody who is what I see as like a boyfriend type. And I don't think that would be a good way for you to move out from under your parents' roof. So even though that may come up as an option, I'm going to highly suggest and support you not doing that until you can move in with maybe just a friend, or, you know, if you can swing it on your own, something like that. That was really kind of where I was going with that. So that makes sense.
Yeah, I'm trying to swing it on my own. It's just, like, so expensive here for, like, apartment or studio.
No, no.
But it's very expensive.
I know.
I've been trying.
Yeah. I think your best bet is to find, what I see anyway, is a room in, like, an older person's house. Like, somebody's just renting a room. So you're not really, you know... you may end up sharing the house with other people, but you'll have your own space, and it would be with the person that's there. And that would actually, that person's actually going to be a good fit for you. That's kind of your best, you know, kind of transition. You have to think about transition, because I think Michael was kind of alluding to this, but there's a lot of what's causing disappointment is, and this happens to everybody, so, you know, you're no different, is they have these goals and plans, but they don't make sure to do the increment steps to get there. They kind of just see it and they want to just, like, leap over everything. And sometimes you can do that, but most of the time you have to be patient and take these steps. And that can be frustrating because we all live in the era of instant gratification. So, you know, if you can let go of that as much as possible, still stay attached to your dream, but don't get upset when it doesn't happen, you know, right away, and things are going to be fine. That I think is the biggest challenge you have, is just to be persistent but patient at the same time, kind of walk that tightrope. That makes sense. That goes for everything. Your relationship with yourself, work, you know, your family, and this, you know, potential boyfriend, all that stuff.
What do you guys think?
What
do you guys think of Frank?
Well,
we're
going
to have to end
save
here.
Frank. Yeah, let's save Frank for next time. Call us again, and we'll talk to you about Frank. How about that?
All right.
Can we make that deal?
Call us
sure.
next week.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Bring up Frank again.
Sure.
Okay.
Take care.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for calling with everything. Let us know how it goes.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. So probably have time for one quick caller.
One more caller. Yeah.
One
it's going to have to be
right.
a quick call.
Yeah.
Oh,
this is area
hello.
Code 504. Hello. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Debbie, and I'm from Metairie.
Debbie.
Where's that?
Louisiana.
That? Ah, okay. Louisiana. Okay. Very cool.
Do you want me to, do you do a general, or should I just ask a question?
Ask us a question.
So we can get right
okay.
to it.
What
yep.
do you see, I know everybody's asking for work, but what do you see for my work? I'm still not back, and I really thought I'd be back at this time. So, I don't know. I'm just kind of confused and a little hurt.
Is there what I keep getting the word politics or political? Is there something political with what you do, like anything like that, or does that mean something to you?
No.
No. Okay. All right. Well, let me see if I can come up with anything else. What about you, Michael? You get anything? Or our friend Debbie.
Let's see. I'm kind of seeing your company. Are they already taking some people back in?
They took one.
That's it?
Yeah,
she's
like the worst one, which I was kind of, you know, like the
well,
bully of the group. Why? Why?
Squeaky wheel.
All right.
Yikes.
Well, maybe that's what I'm seeing is the politics aspect of it. Like, there's something about her that's political. Like, she's a gamester. She knows how to, you know.
Oh yeah.
Play office politics, like we were talking about with the other caller.
She's definitely a gangster.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Well, you have to have game. You got game. You got some game in there. Come on, Debbie.
Oh, my gosh. I couldn't sleep at night if I was game like that. I have a little game, but not like that, no.
Well, you got to polish up that little game you got and put it into play, see what happens.
I do, but she's the manager, so she's always going to win until she leaves, you know?
Oh.
Yeah.
Well?
Yeah.
Can't go around her,
No, I wish.
No, they're saying not to worry that you're going to go back, and it feels like maybe in about 3 weeks, maybe four, I feel like you're going to go back.
Wow. Okay. Do you see the manager staying?
Yeah.
The manager likes you.
It's like a love-hate kind of thing, though.
Yeah, but I think she's kind of you're kind of her favorite, honestly. That's what I see. So, screw it out what you will. Well, yeah, there's something about you that she either projects herself on you or you've been able to cozy up to her or you haven't pissed her off as much as the other people you work with. I don't know, something. There's some point there. But I think that's what you need to do. This is going to, it's like putting your head in the mouth of the tiger, but she's the one, I think, who you should work on. You got to talk to her. So, you got to get your jar of schmooze butter out and just start spreading it all over. See if that'll work.
Oh, I haven't even been speaking to her. She's so sneaky.
Oh,
you know, you have to
be
on guard.
It's
going to be
so much fun. Yeah, but it's so much fun. You just have to, to make sure she.
It's not fun.
She has to make her play your game.
He's loving light.
I know. Well, go into it like that. And then, make her play your game, because you're smarter than she is. You know that. So.
Yeah, I was hoping maybe y'all would say, no, somebody else is going to offer you a job.
Well, maybe. You certainly could use a different job, but I think for the short term, she's your ticket. So.
Oh, okay, well.
All right.
I'll take it, I guess.
I mean, you live in Louisiana. Can't you go down to New Orleans and get like some mojo hands or a voodoo doll with some pins or something?
She actually does that, not me.
Okay. You're a light worker. That's what you said. Okay. All right. Well, we might stay on the good side.
Uh-huh. Exactly. And she's even told people she does that kind of stuff. She had never told me that, though, but you can feel it. She's just a negative person. And I do know that she likes me, but I don't like her.
Well, you don't have to like her. You just have to make her think that you like her. That's totally different.
But
I don't know. You might need some High John the Conqueror in a mojo bag or, something. You need a little something. A candle, Maybe Michael needs to send you some of his magic, clear the air spritzer or a Mother Guadalupe something from a tienda in LA.
I'm the one that works, so she needs me. That's why she likes me, and I usually share my work. So she gets to take credit. And right now she's by herself, and I know she's going crazy because she's having to work.
There you go. That's your angle right there.
And I'm furloughed and really, I'm enjoying it, but, I can't stay on this train forever.
No, that's true. Well, talk to her. I know it's not going to be fun, but talk to her.
Oh, okay. I'll try.
And then take a bath afterwards.
I wear stones and rocks and everything I can to go in.
Whatever you need. Whatever you need. Every tool in the toolkit. Crystals. Yeah.
Yep. Absolutely. Yeah. I try it all.
Tarot cards. Okay.
I have crystal cards. I don't have tarot cards.
Oh, there you go. You got a combo. Cards and a crystal.
I got a combo.
Awesome.
But they're like that. But they have crystals on them instead of Jungian symbols.
Oh, okay. All right.
Not Jung. Yeah, it is Jung. Carl Jung, right? No, it's older than Carl Jung.
Yeah.
But universal.
Even older than Freud. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I know. I don't know why I said that. Like, they're from the gypsy days.
You know, that's what you get out of it. That's okay. That's okay.
All
right, Debbie.
Right.
Well,
thank
you. But we're so glad you called.
Okay, bye.
And, yeah, call us again. We'll spend some more time getting you set up.
I appreciate that.
All right.
Thank you.
Let us know how it goes.
Bye.
Good luck.
All right, you bet.
Let us know how it goes.
Well, looks like we've come to another. I know. We've come to another end of the Psychic Funhouse. Sad but true. You know what that music means? It means the ride's over and you need to get the hell out of the park. The carnies and us have to clean up your mess. You left all the popcorn and candy, cotton candy wrappers and soda pop bottles. God, it's a mess. Psychic mess.
Well, thanks everybody for calling.
Yeah, we had a good show today. Thanks to our wonderful callers. And of course, thanks to my wonderful co-host, Mr. Michael Espinoza.
And to my wonderful co-host, Lawrence Birch. Thank you all.
Yeah. So if people want to get in touch with you, Michael, how do they do that?
You can go to my website, michaeljespinoza.com. You can call me at 562-457-0457. How about you, Lawrence?
Yes, you can call me or text me at 541-344-7534. Email is givingtree@earthlink.net or look for Giving Tree Farm Herb Company on Facebook and on the web. And there you have it. So.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, have a
so
great
what are we doing
week,
next week,
everybody.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
What are we going to do next week?
I don't know. Probably take
you don't know?
From callers. No.
No, we never
like
do
I
that.
Like I said, I think it's probably take calls from callers.
Okay. I guess. All right. Sounds
All
good.
All right.
Have
a
fun.
Great week, everybody.
Thanks for calling the Psychic Funhouse and listening to us. We've got archive editions, too, so feel free to tune in at any time to our old shows, and we always like hearing from our listeners, so be well. See you next time.